WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It is 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Rebert. Brazos County Sheriff's deputies responded to a domestic disturbance call at 2:15 this morning east of Tabor Road near Wixon Valley. According to Sheriff Chris Kirk, one person was found dead at the scene. No other injuries were reported and no arrests have been made. We will have more details as they come in. Texas A&M's Association of Former Students has tweeted tomorrow's delivery of Aggie rings has been moved to inside the Hall of Champions at Kyle Field. That's due to the threat of severe weather. This applies to Friday only. Everything else stays the same for Saturday delivery at the Alumni Center. More information is online at WTAW.com. Friday's weather forecast has also canceled this weekend's City of Bryan Family Campout event that has been rescheduled for October. Among those quizzing Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg in the House Energy and Commerce Committee was Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. Flores says Zuckerberg was apologetic and forthright, but as policymakers, Flores continues to call for higher standards to protect individuals.
The other area where we need to concentrate on is fairness. Facebook has overtly been involved in censoring conservative thought. Facebook and all technology providers should be ideologically unbiased. And I think we in Congress need to find a way to say that that's the standard we expect all technology companies to live to.
The five-hour hearing followed a meeting where House Speaker Paul Ryan announced he is retiring. When asked about his interest in becoming Speaker, Flores says he's going to worry about getting reelected and then keeping a Republican majority in the House.
That's where I'm going to spend all my time and effort, and I'm not going to even think about the speakership until we get those other two things done.
So I'll talk to you again in November.
But that'd be fine.
Flores described Ryan as the ultimate selfless servant after Ryan was recruited by Flores and others for a job that Ryan did not seek. The Texas A&M System's $70 million Center for Infrastructure Renewal is officially open.
Walking through here, I know this is an investment that's going to pay great dividends to the university, to other universities, to the country, to the state of Texas. It's going to make the infrastructure more efficient for us, more affordable for us, and safer for us.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick was among the speakers at yesterday's ribbon cutting. Another speaker, Senator Paul Betancourt of Houston, says the research and testing facility at the Rellis campus will generate revenue that's 50 to 100 times the construction cost.
Multidisciplinary in not only engineering fields, but in the business world, and to also help the taxpayers on costs.
The center features staff from the system's TEAS and TTI agencies. The week after the Bryan School District expands its career and technology programs, state lawmakers are meeting in Dallas to discuss workforce education.
While the state's economy continues to grow, there's still a lack of skilled labor. Chris Wallace, who heads the Texas Association of Business, says the legislature needs to address the funding of public education.
Make sure that our schools obviously have the resources that they need to make sure that we're training a future workforce.
The hearing will also address what the state can do to help develop high-growth, high-tech startups. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
Next Tuesday's regular meeting of the College Station School Board will not include discussion of changing high school boundaries. That means discussion will resume a week from today at 3 p.m. Meantime, a request from many College Station high school parents at last week's public hearing was not discussed at the board's last workshop. Superintendent Clark Ely told the board once they narrow options for changing boundaries, administrators will be ready to show the impact of grandfathering as currently recommended.
And then if the board wants to consider something that's less restrictive, what impact that could have, and we could have those conversations.
CSHS parents want grandfathering extended to this year's eighth graders. Administrators are recommending grandfathering this year's ninth and tenth graders when boundary changes begin in the fall of 2019. The Texas Board of Education has given preliminary approval to creating statewide academic standards for a Mexican American Studies high school course, but only after changing the name to Ethnic Studies, which conservatives argued is less divisive. University of Texas professor Liliana Saldana was one of many supporters that flooded yesterday's state board meeting.
The TEK standards that you have before you have been carefully developed at no cost by the state by nationally recognized MAS scholars and experienced teachers with extensive knowledge in MAS.
Students, teachers, parents, and activists also urged a consistent framework for school districts already offering Mexican American Studies courses. And traffic on Highway 6 between Bryan and Hearn was at a snail's pace most of yesterday following a crash near the Campbell's Creek Bridge. DPS trooper Jimmy Morgan says a northbound box truck drifted out of its lane and struck a semi parked on the paved shoulder.
That caused the box truck to flip over on its side, injuring the driver of that vehicle. The driver of the 18-wheeler sustained minor injuries. They were both transported.
Why the driver of the box truck drifted out of his lane remains under investigation. Northbound lanes were closed for more than 4 hours, forcing one-lane traffic in both directions in the southbound lanes. WTAW news time is 10 minutes after 8. It is 62 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel. Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memory. Let Two Video help preserve them.
8:11, checking the weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing. For over 40 years, locally owned United Roofing has been repairing leaks and replacing roofs damaged by high winds and hail. Let the United Roofing pros take care of your commercial and residential roof repair and replacement. Call 846-ROOF or visit unitedroofingpros.com.
Periods of sunshine should be able to help temperatures get above 80 degrees today. Will be 80 to 85 with a gusty breeze. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight. After midnight, that's when the chance for showers starts to go up. Lows tonight, 65 to 70. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow. Breezy with highs of 80 to 85. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Partial clearing, windy, cooler Saturday, 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So most people look at a bridge and see that as a way to get from one side to the other.
Right.
Others look at the same bridge and see a death-dealing monster blocking their way. There are drivers that are paralyzed by an unusual fear of bridges.
Yeah.
There's help in one U.S. state. Drivers crossing the Delaware Memorial Bridge connecting Newcastle, Delaware, and Pennsville, New Jersey, can turn to the Acrophobia Escorts Program, named for the fear of heights. Patrolmen meet them at the head of the bridge and then drive their cars for them across the bridge. One patrolman said that once an acrophobic person is in the passenger seat, that tends to pretty much be the only medication that they need.
Wow.
Service has been offered since 1951.
Really? So that's the patrolman, that's their entire job, is to sit there all day?
Yep. A Delaware Memorial Bridge, there was 323 transports in 2017, 468 the year before that. About 60% are repeat customers. Men are just as scared as women. Millennials as bridge shy as boomers. Now, that's kind of, it's heights, but there's actually a specific fear of bridges as well, and that's called gyrophobia. I mean, just a bridge? Really? Now, a long time ago, when I lived in Beaumont, there's this thing called the Rainbow Bridge.
Okay.
And the first time I went over it, I was not necessarily comfortable.
Terrifying.
Put it that way. Okay. No, I don't know if it was terrible, but it just was not comfortable.
Okay.
And I recall having a dream afterwards that I was on the Rainbow Bridge and I couldn't see over the hood of my car to see the road.
Okay.
So that was kind of freaky.
That is
scary. That kind of reminds you of Rainbow Road in Mario Kart, right, Zach?
Where you can fall off, or you get those If you're playing one player and you get the little bombs that'll get you.
Oh, yeah.
That's scary.
Rainbow Road, it's a tough one. Okay. It's the hardest.
Yeah, is it though?
Yeah.
It is. Trippy. It's the hardest level.
Yeah.
It's trippy.
So there you go. Yeah, glad.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, glad to know that.
But that's crazy, though, if you're a patrolman, because you're doing, what, less than one a day?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what do you do with the rest of your time?
Just
sit there?
But I'm just, that's...
Someone texted in and said, just let those drivers text or check Facebook on the bridge to be distracted from fear.
Exactly. That's exactly. Or just get a chain and lock your car and pull it across, right? You just close your eyes and just let
strong
that happen.
Strong man style?
Yeah, something like that. Okay. That would work. Okay, here you go, Zach. We got 9 obscure and bizarre rules in sports. USA Today has put a list together about these, okay?
Oh, yeah, because I hate sports.
Yeah.
So here you go, Zach.
Okay.
Well, Chelsea feels left out.
Okay.
She thinks we're picking on her today.
Is she? Well,
I didn't. Someone texted in. They said, is it pick on Chelsea Day?
What?
Yeah. Because earlier, Zach was trying to say, I didn't wash my sheets.
Oh, that's your
and
hello.
And then somebody called my friends tattered.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about.
Me neither.
Well, he said he went out on a limb,
it's
so I
fine.
Can't help that. Okay. They left.
Oh,
bye. They didn't want to talk.
They were about to talk crap to me or something.
Chelsea was too busy talking for them to
get
away.
Did you know that it is possible to score a single point in a football game, aside from, you know, like an extra point? There's the 1-point safety. Did you know that?
I don't think I did.
What's the difference between that and a regular safety?
Well, a 1-point safety can be scored against the kicking team. Now, it's I'll mention this and go look at it later, because it has happened before. The same announcer called it the 2 times that it's happened.
Wow.
There was a 1-point safety game between Oregon and Kansas State. I think that was in a bowl game.
Okay.
And there was one between these two schools, Texas and Texas A&M.
Whoop.
That occurred in 2004.
Wow, that's recent.
Yeah, and it was a game that was played in Austin. But they explain, and again, I want to say it was Gary Bender, I'm not sure, who did the play-by-play on both of those games.
That's crazy.
It's only happened twice in college football, and the same announcer did it. But it's the 1-point.
Well, that's good. 50. At least he was prepared.
That's right. He had seen it before.
I still don't know how it happens.
Well, you'll have to go look. It's very complicated.
Okay.
It happens when a safety on an extra point attempt happens.
Okay.
A safety on an extra point, which means, you know, the ball has to be there and playable to end up in the end zone so that it can then be covered to get the 1 point.
So okay. In the Fiesta Bowl, and this was
is
just a couple of years ago,
right,
between Oregon and Kansas State,
right,
the Oregon was going for an extra point.
Okay.
The kick was blocked.
Okay.
It was fielded by Kansas State in play. It was in front of the end zone whenever it was fielded. Now, the Wildcats try and run it back, and to avoid tacklers, they start handing it off and eventually end up inside their own end zone where they're tackled.
Where they're tackled for a 1 point.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
That's how that works.
The drop kick. You know, instead of kicking a point normally, the way that we know it now, you could drop the ball, it would hit the ground, and then you kick it. Doug Flutie did it at the end of a 2005 season.
Yeah, a couple of times, I think, for
matter
the Patriots.
Of fact, yep. And before that, it had not been converted since 1941. No hat catches. A player is not allowed to catch a ball in their hat in baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if he does, even in the simplest fly ball, the batter is awarded 3 bases.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Huh.
The fair catch kick. If a punt returner calls for a fair catch, the receiving team then has the option of attempting an undefended field goal from the spot where the ball is caught. Clearly, that would be difficult.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was an option, though.
Yep. The San Francisco 49ers attempted one in 2013. It would have been a 71-yard kick, but clearly it failed.
Huh.
The blood rule in the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
High sticking is a minor penalty that sends players to the penalty box for 2 minutes. But if the high sticking causes injury, refs can assess a double minor, which means 4 minutes in the box. What constitutes an injury? Blood. Okay.
Okay.
You gotta bleed.
Now, this one I remember, the no dunking before the game rule, the NCAA. When the final 20-minute countdown begins before the tip-off, players are no longer allowed to dunk. And I can remember this happening. A K-State player got whistled for it a few years ago. If you do, you can get a technical. even though the game has not started.
Oh.
Other little known reasons for the technicals include face guarding, climbing or lifting a teammate, attempting a free throw that's not yours to take, and possessing or using tobacco during a game.
Get somebody's eye.
Get a tea because your lip's full, huh?
In basketball?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Major League rule, the up-the-middle foul ball. A line drive up the middle can be a foul ball if it slams into the pitching rubber or caroms into foul territory without touching a fielder, which makes it sound logical, but that's hard to do. Can you imagine?
Off the rubber?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if that would ever be called, though, honestly. Because, there's plenty of times where it'll hit up the mound.
But here's the deal. That's just like the one-point safety in college football. That's what they're paid to know.
Right.
That is what they are paid to know.
By the way, I did find the video of Texas A&M in Texas, November 26th in 04. And so Texas blocked an Aggie punt.
I might have been at that
game. From deep inside Texas A&M's own territory.
Okay.
A&M was up 13-6 in the third quarter. Uh-huh. Texas blocks it, returns it for a touchdown. Okay. Then the Longhorns line up for the extra point. The extra point is blocked, and it caroms off of a couple of players. A&M recovers inside of the end zone where they are tackled, or I guess should say touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a one-point safety, evens things up at 13-all.
There you are. But they went ahead and lost.
Yeah,
A&M did.
I think I was at that game.
Then there's a golf rule. It's called the fruit shot.
The fruit?
If your ball is embedded inside a piece of fruit, you must play the ball and fruit as it lies.
Okay.
Wonder how often that's happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
To make a rule.
That's right. If your ball lands in a bunker directly in front of, like, an apple core, the apple core is considered a natural object and can be removed without penalty.
What? Oh, man, he left his snacks laying around.
That's so weird.
But if it lands in the fruit. Now, by the way, but if your ball lands next to a candy wrapper, for instance, then you can move the candy wrapper because that's a man-made object and not naturally
but
occurring.
But fruit is natural in a bunker.
Yeah.
Okay. That apple tree just grew right up out of the bunker.
That's it. Just want to let you know, those are some rules of sport that we don't think about.
What if somebody
much?
Just pulled a joke, just leave an apple seed right there in the bunker?
Yeah.
Then it just grows a tree.
Probably wouldn't.
Surprise.
Doesn't get much water.
Oh, you can dream.
The golf, okay. All right, that's fine. Matthew McConaughey launching a new bourbon.
Okay.
On Facebook. Now, be careful of Facebook. I don't know if you've heard about it or not.
Do you know what Facebook is, Scott?
No, I don't. I don't have it, so I don't need to know.
It's an app.
Are there any other apps? Or is that the only app that's out there?
That's it.
No
Just
other
that
apps?
App.
Okay, that's good.
App store for Facebook.
Okay. Anyway, on Facebook, the actor said, quote, 3 years ago, as most of you know, I started off as a creative director for the brand Wild Turkey. He shared that about 2 years ago, he and a master distiller by the name of Eddie Russell started talking about creating a bourbon that would be his favorite. Quote, I'm from Texas. He's from Kentucky. We talked about how could we bridge those two, and we came up with a bourbon that is my favorite in the world. It's called Long Branch. So if you don't think Matthew McConaughey's got enough money, go ahead and buy some Long Branch bourbon.
Yeah. I do like the name.
It's good.
Yeah.
That's like from Gunsmoke, right?
Yeah.
That was a
Long Branch Saloon.
Yep, absolutely.
Miss Kitty, she was the madam.
I remember. We don't know that.
We
she
don't
just
know that
worked,
for sure.
She worked unusual
she
hours.
She just owned it.
She just right,
she
owned
worked
it
unusual hours.
Let's just say that. Recent survey shows that Americans think that we are becoming more rude and more selfish. Really?
I'll believe that.
Ah, 6 out of 10 respondents said rudeness on roads and in stores has increased recently. What's recently? Since yesterday?
Yeah, probably much.
8 in 10 think lack of respect and courtesy is a serious problem.
These dang kids don't know respect.
That's what it is. The use of mobile phones was also mentioned as a serious problem. 61% want them banned in restaurants, cinemas, and museums. Except for me, because it's important that I have my phone. It's all these other people who shouldn't have phones, right?
Right.
When's the last time you got angry at somebody having their phone on? And where were you, I guess, would be the question.
At a restaurant, because we were probably sitting there, and they were on their phone the whole time.
Zach was on another date that wasn't going well.
As a matter of fact, my dates spend plenty of time talking to me because they find me interesting.
Hello.
How y'all doing this morning?
Well, we're doing fine. How are you?
Good. It's been a long time since I talked to y'all.
How are things at the nuclear reactor? Everything okay over there?
Yeah. Oh, everything's just fine. But I just wanted to say hi to Chelsea.
Hello.
And also to let y'all know that y'all have the most informative program in the world.
Well, thank you. Any particular reason or just generally?
Oh, just generally.
All right, well, good.
You guys know it all.
That's it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So we were in jury duty yesterday together.
So there's a caller just wanting to make you feel better.
Yeah, because we didn't get picked for jury duty together.
Okay, so you're in jury duty. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let me tell you, the best feeling in the world is when you walk into the courtroom and you know the defense attorney. And so when they say, does anyone in the jury selection pool know any of the parties, and your hand shoots up.
Yeah, go on.
I do.
Yeah.
So, I know a guy who's an assistant DA in Smith County, and he did that one time, and a woman raised her hand, and he goes, yes, ma'am. And he didn't recognize her. He goes, how do I know you? She's like, I used to babysit you when you were little.
Awesome. that's what you need. Yeah. Exactly. All right, so that's why you're in a good mood today, huh?
Yeah, because I didn't get picked, I was number 24, I think, anyway. It would have been, you know.
First time I ever went to jury duty, I got picked.
Wow.
Yeah, you made a mistake somewhere. Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I like being a civil servant.
Okay, yeah. And getting paid $6 a day.
Yeah, doing my civic duty.
There you go. Well, plus, it's inside work, you know. That's it. Yeah. 826.
It's the 28th Annual Girls and Boys Club Celebrity Golf Tournament. 2 days of raising funds for the Boys and Girls Club of the Brazos Valley, hosted by Texas A&M's basketball coach, Billy Kennedy. The Steak and Shake dinner and auction will be Sunday, April 15th at the Ice House on Main in downtown Bryan. It's a great steak dinner, live auction, silent auction. Many celebrities will be there, and it's a fun night with a goal to raise money for the kids. And then there is golf, Monday, April 16th on the beautiful course at Miramont Country Club. All information can be found at celebritygolfevent.com.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. The federal government recorded a budget deficit of $208.7 billion in March, an increase of more than $32 billion from a year ago. Higher benefit expenditures, as well as President Trump's tax cuts, drove the shortfall. The company that makes Smithfield bacon and Nathan's famous hot dogs has fallen on the wrong side of China's new tariffs, despite being Chinese-owned. China's largest pork producer, WH Group, has had sizable operations in the U.S. since acquiring Smithfield Foods in 2013, and it exports pork back to its home market for processing into packaged products. China's tariffs on $3 billion worth of U.S. imports, including pork, took effect last week in retaliation for an announcement by the U.S. of penalties on Chinese steel and aluminum. Crude oil down 22 cents at $66.61 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures pointing to a higher open after stocks closed lower yesterday, with the Dow Industrials down 218. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mark Zuckerberg's congressional hearing is finished, and our long national nightmare is over. Or is it? Kim Commando with your Thursday Consumer Tech Update. There are no winners after 2 days with Zuckerberg in front of Congress. But this much is clear. Zuckerberg is humbled. He's still arrogant. And he did himself and Facebook no favors. He dodged far too many questions, answering, I don't know, even when he was asked how many data points Facebook collects on the average user. For the record, the answer is about 29,000. Then there's Congress itself. Clearly, these people are not the ones to investigate Facebook. Most, not all, were completely out of touch on the fundamentals of how Facebook or any social media works. California Congresswoman Anna Eshoo asked Zuckerberg if he would be willing to change Facebook's business model to protect individual privacy. Zuckerberg said he wasn't sure what that meant. A confused Eshoo said she would follow up with written questions. Great investigation. I'm Kim Komando. Here's why I'm a big fan of SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe systems are ready for anything that gets thrown at it. If a storm takes out your power, SimpliSafe is ready. If an intruder cuts your phone line, SimpliSafe is ready. Say an intruder destroys your keypad or siren, SimpliSafe will still call the authorities and get you the help that you need. This system has safeguards to protect you against power outages, downed Wi-Fi, cut landlines, bats, hammers, and everything in between. Now, SimpliSafe's triple safeguard protection could cost an arm and a leg, but it doesn't. Instead, they only charge you what's fair. So 24/7 professional security monitoring is just $14.99 a month. And with SimpliSafe, there are no contracts and no hidden fees. That's why I recommend SimpliSafe to everyone. Go right now to SimpliSafeKim.com. That's SimpliSafeKim.com to protect your home and family today. SimpliSafeKim.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Brazos County Sheriff's deputies responded to a Bryan home east of Tabor Road this morning around 2 a.m. after receiving a domestic disturbance call.
Looks like to be a domestic disturbance that turned violent. One deceased here. We'll continue to investigate this. I'm not prepared to release a lot of details at this time.
Sheriff Chris Kirk says no other injuries were reported and no arrests have been made. Bryan police has made an arrest in a stabbing last night that put the victim in the hospital with a medically induced coma.
According to the arrest report, 34-year-old Joaquin Mathis Sr. told officers he had spent most of the day with the victim at the victim's apartment when, for an unknown reason, Mathis said he saw the victim started attacking him with a knife. Mathis says that resulted in a struggle. Mathis was treated in the emergency room for cuts to an arm and hand before he was taken to jail on a charge of aggravated assault causing serious bodily injury. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station School Board is taking a week and a half off from discussing boundary changes of Consolidated and College Station high schools. The next discussion will take place a week from today at 3 p.m. The topic will not be part of next Tuesday's monthly meeting. At the board's last workshop this past Monday, members did not bring up a request from the parents of present and future College Station High School students to grandfather eighth graders. Superintendent Clark Ely brought up grandfathering in general.
We would love to have a conversation once we get kind of narrowed down on a couple of the options moving forward. We can go and we can show you the impact of grandfathering as is currently recommended.
Then Dr. Ely said if the board wants, administrators could also come up with the impact of what he called less restrictive grandfathering. The Texas A&M System's first building on its new Rellis campus is officially open. Chancellor John Sharp was among the speakers at the ribbon cutting of the Center for Infrastructure Renewal.
It's going to be available to students, faculty, and researchers from all 11 universities, 7 state agencies, and every university in the country and every agency in the country. It's going to be available to anyone from the other 5 university systems in Texas as well.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick responded to the thanks he received from the chancellor, among others, for supporting the $70 million center.
And I'm not responsible for this building. We played a small part. It's very kind. I just know all that syrup that he poured on is because he's got another project in mind next session.
Revenue generated from research and testing is supposed to produce 50 to 100 times the cost of the center. Yesterday was a busy day for Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan as he was conducting his weekly visit on our show. Word was getting out about the retirement of House Speaker Paul Ryan. When asked about his interest in becoming Speaker, Flores says two things have to happen before anyone can worry about that.
Number one is I need to get reelected. And number two is we need to make sure we keep the Republican majority in the House.
Flores then spent the next 5 hours as a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee that questioned Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 64 degrees. You can text us any time of the day to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. Tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, good morning. 8:35, News Talk 1620, WTAW. To check some weather, it's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated, Malik. Feel the difference. Here you go.
Warm weather in the forecast for today. Clouds along with some sunshine. It'll be windy, 80 to 85 later this afternoon. Cloudy, breezy tonight. A couple of showers may move in after midnight. Lows will be 65 to 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Breezy for tomorrow, 80 to 85. The showers end tomorrow night. Breezy, cooler, 50 to 55. Turning partly sunny, windy, and a lot cooler for Saturday with temperatures only around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let's find out what's going on in Aggieland. Humanely is here this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. It's we're springtime, but we're gonna have a cold weekend this weekend. It's been kind of two unusual weekends for weather.
It has been.
What's that do as far as y'all's population?
Well, you know, generally when it's cooler, animals are hunkering down a little bit more. But I have seen some of the weather is predicting strong winds.
Yeah.
So you know, watch your fences, folks.
Yeah. Good point. Good point.
You know,
point.
There's a good chance your fences are gonna blow over because the ground's saturated. It's wet as well, so it's gonna be easier for those fences to topple over. So check that before you just kick them out in the backyard. And, you know, even though it's bad weather, you just don't want to run out there. Just go out, go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you go back out, you know, even if you don't, if you stand there and they just look around the corner and like, oh, look, freedom.
Yeah, they'll make a dash.
Yeah, so just keep an eye on that over the next couple of days. And, you know, best option, come, you know, your dog's in your possession today, bring them by the shelter and get a microchip in them.
It's a great investment.
So that we, you know, it's $25, no appointment necessary. That way, you know, if animal control shows up, even someone in the community finds your dog because your dog's going, well, I'm hungry, so I'm going to walk up to this house, or your cat for that matter. So a lot of people, we encourage them, you know, if they call us and they say they found a dog, if they can't get it up to the shelter right away, you know, go ahead, either call animal control, because in the College Station and the Brazos County Sheriff's Department, they will bring those pets to us. In the city of Bryan, they have their own animal control officers, and then the city of Bryan Animal Center that the pets go to if they're found specifically in those areas. And the officers will generally scan before they even bring them to the shelter.
Just out in the
and
field.
I know that our officers in College Station and Brazos County know how to, you know, look them up in our database. And sometimes if they're an out of area microchip, it might not be in our database. That being said, if, you know, you got your dog in Houston at one of the shelters there, it's obviously not in our database here. You can have that added into our local database free of charge. We want that information so that we can get your pet home to you. So call us if you have the microchip and you can let us know, hey, do you have my dog's microchip number? Here's the number, blah, 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 blah. Great. We can check that out. If not, bring it by. We'll scan it for free. Get it in the system if we need to, if it's not in there already. So we want to make sure your pet can get home to you.
Yeah, like everything else, you don't want to be into a panic situation. You want to kind of take and have have that taken care of. Let's look ahead. What kind of special events do we have coming up?
Well, we have, we're wrapping up on the pity party with the $12 pit bull adoptions. And then we kind of look forward to the perfect pageant, which is coming up here shortly. I think it kicks off here in April, but closer towards the end of April. And perfect pageant is much like our Bark Leader campaign for the dogs. If you have a cat that you want to campaign out there for supporting shelter pets and why your pet's so wonderful. And the pet that raises the most money is basically our cat celebrity for the year.
Yeah.
And it'll be the king or the queen, and then they'll have their royal court as well, because, of course, cats think they are royalty.
They do indeed, absolutely. Well, if they want some more information, tell us your hours.
We're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturdays, 11 to 3. We still have options for you for our public mobile spay-neuter unit, which happens that you need to make appointments, and those appointments happen on Wednesday. Call for more information on that. You can call us at 775-5755 or check out our website or our Facebook page. But our website is aggielandhumane.org.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with the folks at Aggieland Humane on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. City of Bryan here in just a minute.
Earl, get your rear end out of that truck. You ain't going nowhere till you get our gates painted.
Ugh, dang old gates. I painted them suckers 5 times in the last 3 years.
You know, Earl, you could just take them off the hinges and get them to Jackrabbit powder coating for a superior finish that's going to last a lot longer than 5 years.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I tell you, Jackrabbit Chowder Potent really does have a solution for all my metal problems.
Earl, this is getting ridiculous. It's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Woo. Okay, there we go. So, guys, are y'all with me or are y'all doing other things? Chelsea, are you there?
I'm here.
I have, how many is this? 2, 4 times, that's 20. I have 20 mosquito dunks
in
the city of Bryan.
Nice.
I'm just saying to College Station, ours were delivered from the city of Bryan.
Step it
first
up.
We got 20 of them, so just laying it out there for you, okay?
That would be like 4 for every 5 people.
So there, that's exactly
or
right.
Or 10 for 2 people.
And we'll talk to Hugh Walker about the specifics of mosquito dunks in just a minute. In the meantime, how are you this morning, Kayla?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you, Scott?
Good. I guess I said who our guest is.
Well, you did, yes. But that's okay. Yeah, well, we're happy to have Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker here with us today.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you?
Good. Okay, so now tell me what you know about mosquito dunks.
You put them in water.
Okay. We were talking last week, the way it happened, we were talking last week, and Barbara Moore was here from City of College Station. We started talking about mosquito dunks, and I thought, you know, we need to have prizes to give away, and people give restaurant stuff away. I thought mosquito dunks, really, for people who need them, it's a real valuable thing.
Absolutely. It will probably be one of your hottest items. I can only imagine how popular it will be.
Yeah, well, so anyway, so I appreciate y'all doing your part. And while we're talking mosquitoes and water and stuff like that, City of Bryan undergoing a couple of things having to do with waterways. You know, Wayside, quite honestly, behind it has been a problem for a long time.
Right.
That's one of two projects that y'all are going to spend about $250,000 on.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about those two projects.
Well, I don't have a lot of information on either one of those.
Okay, that's fine. That's okay. But the idea now, the driving part was pretty much what happened in Wheeler Ridge a couple of years ago. We saw that there were some things that probably needed to be on regular maintenance.
Right.
Discuss or address, if you will, the idea that the City of Bryan has possibly changed their focus when it comes to certain areas in the city.
Absolutely, and currently we're actually going through the flood mitigation plan, reviewing that. So there have been a lot of public meetings and public input sessions for that. The next opportunity will be on, somewhere in here I wrote that down, April 30th at 6 p.m., so at City Hall. So if folks have some information that they'd like to share or just learn more information about the flood mitigation plan, now's the time to do that. That gives us an opportunity to certainly to better prepare for the future. And we don't want flooding like we had it several years ago, certainly. And so there's steps that we can take that will help mitigate that. But anytime you get a lot of rain, many inches in an hour or 2 hours or a very short period of time, you're going to have problems.
Well, and from a city developmental standpoint now, things have changed just in the last few years as to what you do for that very reason, because right. you take grass and you replace it with concrete, change elevations, those things are going to happen. And when you start doing developments, it just it continues to exacerbate that situation.
Right, and that's something that we continue to look at as things change and as we get more information. We have to be more diligent in our reviews. And so depending on the footprint of a piece of property that's going to be developed, it may require detention ponds, retention ponds. So there's different things and ways that we can help address some of that.
Sure. I didn't ask you to bring any specific numbers, but can you kind of give us an overview of where we are with the new golf course and how that's meeting projections or not?
We have... We don't have any recent numbers, and of course, it just opened in January, mm-hmm. so I don't have a lot of data just yet. We're fairly confident that the rounds played are going to exceed our expectations, so that's a good thing for us. So if that happens, that means revenues will be in good shape for us, and expenses, that's always something we keep a pretty close eye on, but we really think that this partnership is going to be beneficial for the city, for the community, for golfers, so we're looking forward to getting 1 year behind us so we can start looking at some real data.
Well, generally when we talk about parks, whether it's a golf course or a proposed super park, the way you look at that is a little bit different from the standpoint of whether or not it's going to make money.
Right.
What are acceptable expenses when it comes to things like that?
Well, if we're going to talk about the golf course again,
okay.
The Bryan Municipal Course, it had an average loss of about $200,000 a year for over a five-year period. We're hopeful that we can bridge that gap, possibly close that gap. And so ideally, a municipal course can operate and break even. That's sort of the ideal world. You don't need to make a lot of money other than for capital improvements. So we're hopeful that it may not happen this year. Since we're new into it, there's some things that we have to do, some expenses that may be a little higher than normal. But we're hopeful that over a five-year period that it's really a break-even course for us.
You presented to council, and council entered into a contract, the first step for the super park. We're actually going to start seeing pictures, going to start seeing a timeline. Kind of give us an overview of what you'd said to council.
Right. This past Tuesday, the city council did approve a contract, and it's for what we're calling phase one design of two phases for design work. So phase one will be really the initial work. There will be a lot of detailed work from an engineering perspective, architectural perspective, but then a lot of the topo survey, tree surveys, just a lot of different things that will be going on behind the scenes as we prepare then for that next phase, which is phase two design. So phase one, public input will be really critical for us and working with the stakeholders. We want to develop a plan that addresses a lot of needs. We can't do everything, but we certainly want to address a lot of the needs and a lot of the wants. And so through the public input and stakeholder process, which will occur probably starting maybe as early as, probably not later this month, but certainly into May and then June and July. And those will be public meetings where folks are invited to come out. We'll also have special scheduled meeting with stakeholders, so like little leagues and soccer clubs and those sort of folks where we're meeting with them. The neighborhoods, we want to visit with the neighborhood folks too. That gets us through roughly the end of September. And at the end of September, we should have what we're going to call a master plan, along with a lot of schematics. We'll have a probable cost statement, so we'll have a pretty good idea of what it's going to cost us as we move forward. And then we will start on phase two. We're hopeful the council will say, yeah, we like what we see, let's move forward. Phase two will probably address a smaller footprint than the entire park, because phase two will lead us to the first construction process. And I can't tell you how many years it will take to fully complete the project. So it could be several years. Mm-hmm. It could be 10 or 20 years. And we don't know just yet just what it's going to cost us either.
Well, the thing is, we're going to go through multiple councils on this. I mean, there are going to be a whole lot of elected officials that are going to change. And so...
Yes.
I mean, I know that when you do like a uniform ordinance, a development ordinance, that changes based on who's sitting in council.
Right.
Once you set this master plan in, and of course we'll talk to the mayor about it next Wednesday, once you set this course, you really don't want future councils to defer from that. That would seem to make the situation more difficult. Is that fair to say?
It's fair. I think once you set the master plan, ideally, certainly they continue to use that as the plan or the map. How soon it happens, So if, let's say we do phase one fairly quickly of construction. Phase two doesn't have to happen right away, but hopefully it's still a priority. It has, doesn't have to be the top priority.
When would you make a determination, for instance, as to whether or not these would be natural turf or artificial turf? When do those kind of decisions get made?
We will have a pretty good idea by September. Okay. And then from there, we'll run the next phase then really is the construction part. And so in, by September, we need a pretty good idea of what it is that we want to do with fields. Now, I say that we may have options. And so fields may be phase two construction. And so by the time we get to phase two, somebody may say, hey, we start out with grass fields, but we want synthetic turf. Mm-hmm. And so you know, by the time we get to actual construction, that can change. Mm-hmm. But we're hopeful that this process, phase one, wraps up in September. We move right into phase two in October. And then sometime next summer, we should have construction drawings and start bidding some phase of construction.
Where's the money come from?
That's a really good question.
I know.
and we've talked about that. We do have some fund balance that we can use that we've set aside. We've also have some special revenue funds that have been established by city council, so some capital improvement funds that have come from property sales and other revenues. And so we have those. Have a little bit in oil and gas, a little bit there. And then, of course, depending on the type of facilities that we or amenities that we initially build, we could use some hot funds, some issue some debt then that could be recovered through hot funds.
Okay. I have not seen Here Citizens. I don't think that video has been posted yet. Anybody in Here Citizens express any concerns about this?
We had a couple citizens that talked about it. One, actually, I think there were three total. I believe there were three. Mm-hmm. So really, they want to make sure that we have the process done right, make sure you're addressing what needs to be addressed up front. So things like flooding and environmental studies and those sort of things, traffic study, I think were the three that I remember that were specific. And so we're certainly, that's all part of phase one. And mm-hmm. so we've got that covered. I believe somebody else commented that, you know, is this really where we want to start or should we look somewhere else? For example, the BRAC, Bryan Regional Athletic okay. Complex. So. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Anything else on your radar screen this morning you want to share with us?
We are gearing up for the summer. Mm-hmm. And so as folks, especially those with young kids, are starting to look for programs, make sure they go to the website and look at our parks programs. A lot of those are going to be available, and we hope that we can take care of lots of kids and have lots of kids participating. So that's one thing. Family camp out that was supposed to be this weekend.
See, I was a nice guy. I did not mention this gets rained out almost every year. I was trying to keep from saying anything, but nature did what nature did, right?
Well, and it's on the 13th, the Friday the 13th. Yeah. So I don't know if that had something to do with it or what. And so as they picked a new date, I see that we picked October 13th and 14th.
Hi, I'm Zach Taylor.
Another Friday the 13th, but it's not. It's a
okay.
Saturday.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So we should
right.
be okay.
Okay.
So don't show up in Austin's Colony Park this Friday. Okay. Wait till October.
Fingers crossed. All right, sounds good. Thanks for the dunk. Oh, is that it?
I think that's it,
right.
Yes.
So thanks for the dunks again. We'll put them to good use.
Very
all right?
good.
Is that okay? Can we give some to College Station people? Is that all right? I mean, I'm not going to ask residency requirements for our prize.
Yeah, maybe for a small fee,
okay.
Sure.
All right, thanks a lot. Hugh Walker is the Deputy City Manager. What else you got for us today?
Well, also this weekend on April 14th, starting at 10 a.m., the Downtown Bryan Street and Art Fair will be going on West 26th Street between Main and Parker. So if you haven't been to that before, that features artisans and artists from across our region that are going to be selling handcrafted goods. So if you're looking for something different that you can't find all the time, this might be a good place to go. And if you were planning on going to family camp out, now you have something else to go to instead, hopefully. And then also on Sunday, Clara B. Mounts Public Library will be hosting Children's Day. It's also known as Book Day. That'll be at 3:30 p.m., and they'll have stories that they'll read in different languages, and then an assortment of crafts and games and snacks, of course, for the littles. And we'll also be giving away a free children's book courtesy of an organization called First Book. So mm-hmm. it's all in an effort in support of childhood literacy and to make sure that our little ones have books at home to encourage that literacy. And then save the date for April 28th. That's the Household Hazardous Waste Day out at Twin Oaks. So if you've done some spring cleaning and you've got some items to dispose of that you want to make sure they are gotten rid of correctly, mm-hmm. this is your opportunity to do so for free. If you go to TwinOaksHHW.com, there's a map of where to go because there's not an actual physical address to provide to you. Mm-hmm. There's a map and then, of course, a list of all of the items that they are willing to accept at that particular event. So we have it posted on our website as well at BryanTX.gov. And then all of this information is shared on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram as well. So we hope you follow us.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Visit the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays.
The Community Interview, heard every weekday morning on News Talk 1620 WTAW, includes a political paid-for message by Margaret Meese.
Thanks, Brazos County, for your overwhelming support in the primary election for Brazos County District Clerk. I ask of you again to please vote for me, Margaret Meese, for Brazos County District Clerk in the May runoff election.
To all you good folks in the Brazos Valley affected by the recent hailstorm, have you been inundated with flyers from roofers you've never heard of before? The truth is, these guys weren't here before the storm, and like previous storms, they won't be around when the storm work is over. There are plenty of good local roofing contractors in the Brazos Valley to choose from. But if you want the best, call Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Hospice Brazos Valley, the only nonprofit hospice in the Brazos Valley, salutes their volunteers who are the heart and soul of their mission. Hospice Brazos Valley volunteers provide help, support, and comfort to their patients and families. Every volunteer program provides rewarding opportunities for caring people, and there's a place for you no matter what your skills are. It's easy to become a Hospice Brazos Valley volunteer. Just visit hospicebrazosvalley.org to learn more about new volunteer orientation and to RSVP, or call Rochelle York at 979-821-2266. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
All right, Grandpa, this is the newest vehicle on the market.
It's a golf cart.
It's not a golf cart. It's Club Car's new Onward, a new personal transportation vehicle.
What's so special about it?
Well, it's really cool. You can customize it with genuine Club Car accessories. Choose gas or electric, lifted or non-lifted, two or four passenger. Then pick the color, seats, sound system, and more.
Does it serve coffee?
No, but it has built-in safety features like predictable handling and highly visible LED lighting.
I see.
Oh, and you can flip this back seat down to haul tools and mulch and flip it up for Abby and Katie to ride along.
Your little sisters would love that, and so would I. Well, I guess I just have one question.
What's that?
Do the neighbors have one yet?
Onward from Club Car. Great for getting around your neighborhood, your property, and even the golf course. Go to clubcar.com to find yours locally at Aggieland Golf Cars on Highway 30. Financing available on site. Shop now at AggielandGolfCars.com.
856, News Talk 1620, WTW. It looks like 20 little gray donuts.
Ooh, yeah. Yum.
Yeah, probably not. All right,
someone did text in about that. They said, did we not learn from Tide Pods?
Yeah.
Take a little nibble, Scott. Tell us what it tastes like.
Exactly. All right, so lots of sit-down restaurants offer a free basket of bread to customers, right?
Oh, yeah. I was at Roadhouse last night. All right, the bread.
So have you ever wondered why they do that? Because from a business standpoint, it doesn't make sense. You are basically giving customers food
for free
to fill up before they pay or they order food that they're going to pay for, right? Seems dumb. There's a reason why.
Okay.
Customers are pains in the butt when they're waiting.
Yeah.
According to an industry expert, the bread essentially keeps them quiet.
That's true. That is so true.
Otherwise, you know. And that way,
when your food maybe takes a little bit longer to come out.
Right. Right.
You're less likely to complain.
And of course, in other places, it could be breadsticks. Others, it could be chips, right? Mm-hmm. Basically, it wards off the hangriness that we get.
That's so true.
So there you are. Free baskets of bread mean, while not necessarily happy customers, at least less angry customers.
At least
customers.
Something to hold me over.
Right. All right. So remember was yesterday pet day? We talked about the pets.
Yes. Yesterday was pet day.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we've learned, for example, that Delaware is the top spender when it comes to money that people spend on their pets.
Okay.
Men spend more on their pets than women do.
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah, that is a little bit interesting. The average, $311 a month?
Jeez, what are they getting these dogs and these
Delaware
cats?
Pet owners are dropping the most dough on their pets when it comes to state spending, at least. Heading west to Idaho, they're the least. They spend $20 a month. I'm not good.
Now, because in Idaho, they just let them go outside.
Now, are we talking vet bills, too?
Maybe,
you know what I'm saying?
Maybe
that's it, because that could, I mean, that could raise it.
The other thing that I kind of think of is maybe women are more likely to bathe their pets and take care of the grooming themselves, okay. And guys would rather just take them to, you know, the pet store or the vet and get that done.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Now, here's the breakdown as far as the data is concerned. Birds cost you $113 a month, okay?
Okay.
Cats cost you $92 a month.
And your sanity.
Yeah, that's right. Dogs, $139 a month. Mm-hmm. Fish, $62 a month?
Jeez.
That's not
that must be for the
crazy.
Aquarium. Like, you got to buy all sorts of stuff for that.
I guess just to keep. Well, just hey, look. Just lay them on the table. They'll be fine.
Yeah, okay. Mice are breathing. It's fine.
Let them air out a little bit. Mice and rats, $80 a month. Bunnies, $65 a month. Turtles and reptiles, $116 a month.
Jeez. Well, yeah, you that
gotta buy the mice from
yeah,
meat.
And their things take a lot more, like to control their climate.
Kill flies and hand them to them,
okay.
And small mammals, whatever that happens to be, $251. Yeah, that's what your pets cost.
Pretty cheap.
You.
I'm not gonna lie. Knock on wood.
All right. You get her a bark
even
box
with
every
the bark
month, though.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. It's only $25. Where's all the hundreds of dollars coming from?
Right. Pay attention to the weather. It's going to change drastically.
Uh-huh.
We're back tomorrow. Bryan Broadcasting Station, WTAW College Station. Bryan, it's 9 o'clock.
It's a very public job interview. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. CIA Director Mike Pompeo's at the Senate for a hearing about to start on his nomination to replace the fired Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State.
According to his opening remarks, Pompeo will say years of soft policy towards Russia is, quote, now over.
Fox's Rich Edson of the State Department.
On North Korea, Pompeo says President Trump isn't one to play games at the negotiating table, and he says he won't be either. He counters the characterization that he's a hawk and says as a military veteran, he appreciates that war is always the last resort.
Republican Senator Rand Paul opposes Pompeo. Some Democrats are wary that he might try to tear up the Iran nuclear deal. Syria may be a big topic today. Still no U.S. missile strikes. President Trump tweeted he never said when. Could be very soon or not. The U.S. might have help returning.